It doesn't take an extraordinary experience to make health feel like an extraordinary blessing. Even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
End-of-life care is not typically an easy experience for patients or their loved ones, but at Mission Hospital, you're not alone. My guest is Dr. Michael Monghay. He's the co-director of Mission Hospital's Palliative Care Program. Welcome to the show, Dr. Monghay. Speak about inpatient palliative care. What is it? What is this end-of-life care?
Well, I think it's something that is really beginning to grow in the sense of the medical literature, and we've sometimes been unable to easily address these kind of end-of-life care goals discussions in the hospital easily because it's sometimes taboo. And we, in palliative care, we try to make this as easy as possible for physicians, for staff, and for families to kind of address these things there, which are really important. And ultimately, all of us at some day, we really need to think about this because this affects everybody.
How does it begin, Dr. Monghay? What happens? You hear about a family or a family, if they don't even know about your palliative care services, what, you know, how does it begin? How do they find out? And then how does the consultations begin?
It depends a lot on the family. It depends really on the person. And we first are given a consult, and we will meet the family. And I think it starts off with just, you know, respecting individuals and their families. And that's all people want, really, is just respect and someone to listen to them. And when you begin to have a conversation about how they're coping and how they're doing with their life and how they're dealing with their new diagnosis, their symptoms, it's just a natural progression, honestly. If you just sit there and listen to someone and ask them, you know, key features about their lifestyle, their quality of life, their daily activities, and how they're getting along, it's just a natural progression, I think, often to say, okay, well, what's the next step now? And, you know, after you've addressed how things are going now, what their understanding of their diagnosis are, you ask, well, what are we going to do in the future if things get better, if they get worse? And, you know, oftentimes, you know, we sometimes feel it's difficult and it may not be easy at certain points, and certainly a family can get a little uncomfortable. But I think if you listen empathetically and you sympathize with a patient and you can put yourselves in their shoes, they will see that, and they will respond and they'll be open to it.
So how do you help someone come up with goals for this care and even for the end-of-life care different from the palliative care? They're an inpatient. Do you set goals for symptom management or things that they're hoping that they can accomplish?
There's many ways to approach this. And for me personally, what I try to do is I try to address each of their symptoms individually, and I try to ask them how it affects their personal life and what kind of functions that they're not able to do anymore. And for example, if someone's having significant amounts of breathing problems and they would like to go to the mall and go walking with grandkids, or if, for example, they're having lots of pain with their back and they would like to do more activities, we try to address the symptom and try to get them to whatever level of quality of life that they're trying to get to. So it depends a lot on the person. Some people are okay being at home, and they want to just focus being with their family at home, and some people want to be more active, and they'd like to go do things out in the community. So the way we approach the care is dependent completely on what the patient believes is their goal, their expectation, how much function they're trying to get out, because some people may have limitations that, you know, obviously in medicine we're limited.
Tell us about the inpatient palliative care program at Mission Hospital. So someone is, if they're an inpatient, Dr. Monghay, does that mean they're not getting out? Is this inpatient just because they're dealing with their disease, their chronic disease, maybe they're in for surgery or whatever, and it's not necessarily end-of-life kind of thing?
You know, we do not admit patients directly to the palliative care service. Patients are admitted, like any hospital, through the emergency room. And we will only be consulted roughly about maybe 2-5% of all the patients admitted to the hospital. So it's not a large amount, but these patients do tend to have a very serious diagnosis. And we usually do not either prolong or try to limit the length of stay or their hospital stay. We are simply like an adjunct, and we try to make their stay as best as possible. And we do direct goals and try to direct and help them with decision-making process of what kind of treatments they would like to get done. And it's very specific to the individuals. And oftentimes, obviously, you know, we actually oftentimes get patients home sooner because a lot of times they don't want all these extra procedures. So we do help them with decision making, but we do not actually are not the overall directors of the care. That's usually the attending.
Well, I love that you say sometimes you can even get them home sooner because you're helping them with some of the worst symptoms of whatever their disease is, you know, whether they've got COPD or, you know, chronic pain from whatever. And so you're helping them with symptoms, all of these things together, medication, meditation, you know, exercise, nutrition, all of these things together. How do they work together with whatever it is that the doctor is doing?
It's usually complementary. So if a patient is, for example, having difficult problems with, for example, discharge and getting extra resources, we'll often try to get a home health or get caretakers and try to make their support system stronger so that they can thrive better at home. And we often start a lot of these modalities and treatments inpatient, like some of them that you mentioned. So it's a completely complementary service that we're doing. And it's very much tailored to the individual because each person has certain aspirations and certain treatment goals that are in line with their wishes. So unfortunately, I can't really give you a cookie cutter style of how you do it. It's really individually based.
Now, give us a little bit about an actual patient experience and what might someone expect, and how are their families involved in what you do, Dr. Monge?
So recently, we had a gentleman who was admitted to the hospital. It was a very difficult situation. He unfortunately had a very sudden cardiac arrest, and it was complicated because he had advanced directives saying he did not wish to prolong his life and have extreme life-saving measures. He was brought to the hospital, initiated complete resuscitation. He was living on a ventilator and life support systems, and the family had a very difficult time with his decision because he had previously said that he did not want life-sustaining measures. We had to have several family conversations to address these, ultimately decided to respect his wishes and withdraw care. They were under the guidance of a pulmonary critical care doctor, and we had to kind of help the family and the primary team communicate and try to have everybody on the same page. And I think that was our real gift to the team, was that we were able to get all family members to sit down and discuss this person's life and what his wishes were, and to make sure that we were respecting him as much as possible. Even though it was difficult, the way we helped the most was just by allowing the avenues of communication to be there, because oftentimes there can be some difficult times when family is obviously a very dire situation, and the levels of communication can sometimes break. And our goal is really to try to open those lines up and help everybody communicate. So oftentimes it's not a specific deed or thing that we do. It's really helping overall care and coordination of care.
I would imagine you're very good at that, Dr. Monge. I can just imagine that you are good at getting that conversation going and getting families. Now, what about when one is in denial, when maybe the family is, or, you know, if the patient has come to terms, how do you help the family members that are really just saying, oh, no, he could beat this, or we're going to fight this, or and the person is saying, you know, I just want to not be in pain?
It depends on who we're addressing. Sometimes when it's the patient themselves and they're very terminal and they're very ill, they may not even be part of the conversation, and they may be very close to passing. And sometimes it's the family members who we focus on. If the patient is very close to passing, we'll focus on just helping them be very comfortable, and obviously in whatever modalities of treatment that the family would want, we're giving them. But it really, the focus becomes on the family. It focuses on spiritual care. Helping them come to an understanding that dying is a natural process, and that we all will go through it. And there are certain things in medicine that we can try to circumvent, but there are others that we have to just come to accept. And we try to help them through kind of a pre-grieving process if they're having a difficult time understanding and accepting the prognosis. When it comes to a patient, if they're still awake and alert and they would still like to do as many treatment modalities and curative processes that we may think are not beneficial, we will give them that support. You know, we're here to respect the person's decisions, and it's often that we do advocate for patients if they want a procedure or a treatment done. We will advocate for them. You know, palliative care is really just the goal of helping the patient align with the medical team to get everything done that they would like done. Our goal is just to inform them, to help them make the best informed decision. And most people, if they think that the treatment modality will not benefit them or give them better quality of life, they likely will not choose to do it, but there are some exceptions. And our goal is just to respect them. And everybody just wants to be respected with their decisions. No one wants to be forced to do anything they don't want to do. And it's just, you know, one of the basic golden rules of life, just help people do what they would like.
Thank you so much, Dr. Michael Monge. He's the co-director of Mission Hospital's Palliative Care Program. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information on Mission Hospital's Palliative Care Program and to learn about what it can do for you or your loved one, you can go to mission4health.com. That's mission, the number 4, health.com. This is Melanie Cole for Mission Radio. Thanks for listening.